Hello and welcome to SearchCRM.com. My name is Tim Ahrens, site editor, and today we're going to go over some impressions from the Microsoft Convergence Conference, which was a couple weeks ago in Atlanta, and to talk some more about the trends of the show as well as some topics that CRM buyers care about. I'm joined by Dave Nelson, Senior Vice President and CRM Lead at Avanade, which is an IT services company that focuses on Microsoft technologies. So welcome, Dave.
Well, hi, Tim. Great to be here.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us. So, Dave, we met at the show, and do you just want to talk about what were some of the trends and topics that really struck you at Convergence?
Sure, sure. This was a very interesting show compared to prior years. Microsoft has designated Convergence as their business-oriented show with business users as their primary audience. And then, of course, their Ignite conference later in the year is focused on technology buyers and technology users. And we saw an apparent shift in this messaging at this year's show, starting with Satya Nadella's keynote speech and followed up by the keynote from Kirill Tatarinov. And it was very encouraging to see Microsoft now speaking to a business audience, speaking about customer focus, customer needs, rather than just the technology advantages of a Microsoft platform. So I was very encouraged to see that, and it got a lot of buzz at the conference. The other impression that I took away is in the past, Convergence has been mostly about Dynamics, Microsoft Dynamics CRM and the various ERP suites under the Dynamics umbrella. And this year, there was much greater discussion, more sessions, more vendors, all related to a broader set of business applications in the ecosystem. So integration across Microsoft platforms and outside of Microsoft platforms to other ISV partners in the ecosystem. So again, very much an end-to-end business and industry type discussion rather than the typical platform advantage discussion and sales pitch that some of these conferences have had in prior years.
And business intelligence was kind of a key issue on the minds of many attendees of the show. So what kinds of BI capabilities can Microsoft offer CRM buyers?
Well, you know, Microsoft has always had a pretty solid product in the BI space with the Power BI solution. This has been used successfully by CRM buyers as a reporting and higher-level business intelligence tool that can integrate data from a number of outside sources in addition to the Dynamics database itself. Well, what I'm excited about is Microsoft's announced acquisition of Revolution as an additional analytics capability in their suite. Revolution, for those who aren't aware, is a leading vendor of solutions powered by the R platform, which is kind of an industry standard statistical analysis tool. And so this is going to really give Microsoft the opportunity to do a more impressive job of analytics and intelligence around big data. It will tie in nicely with their Azure machine learning capability. And I think it fills a gap that a lot of CRM tools have had, which is that they're very good at reporting on the data that they have, but they've tended to lack some really insightful analytics modeling capability. And so the Revolution acquisition is really going to help Microsoft in that regard.
And Dave, we sat down at the show and we talked a little bit deeper on this on the whole notion of Microsoft's cloud strategy. And there's a Q&A that appeared on searchcrm.com that will certainly be linked to this podcast. But can we go a little bit deeper on Microsoft's hybrid and on-premise offerings? So what can their hybrid and on-premise customers Why are they still conservative about committing to the cloud?
Well, it's interesting. I think that by and large, customers in most industry verticals are less and less hesitant. As the cloud continues to mature, as reliability of cloud platforms continues to increase, we're seeing a number of customers in a variety of industries adopt cloud solutions more rapidly. Now, there are the natural laggards in there, people in financial services, healthcare, where data privacy, confidentiality, data security concerns are paramount, have been laggards. But we're seeing even those industries start to come along. And we're seeing the hybrid solutions offer up the opportunity to take advantage of scalable processing in the cloud while allowing data retention to follow whatever security or data sovereignty guidelines are needed. And that's something that that is very encouraging, so that you can mix and match solutions where your data is stored in one place, processed in another, perhaps accessed in another, and address the security concerns that a customer has, but also get the performance, the scalability, the flexibility of cloud processing. We actually have seen in Avanade a much greater proportional increase in the amount of cloud-based CRM work that we're doing and the licenses that we're helping influence for Microsoft than we have on the on-premise side. Our cloud volume is up significantly, as is Microsoft's, and I think that's further testament to this shifting trend. I don't believe that the on-premise solutions are going to go away any time in the very near future. There will always be cases where the on-premise flexibility is important. But the objections, the emotional concerns around cloud are vanishing rapidly. And Microsoft remains in a very unique position, being able to migrate solutions relatively easily between cloud and on-premise, as it's pretty much a similar code base between what they release for those environments.
Great, Dave. Well, thanks for joining us and sharing your thoughts on the show.
Thanks, Tim. It was great being here. I look forward to seeing you in future shows.
All right. And for more on CRM trends and news, go to searchcrm.com. Until next time, I'm Tim Ahrens. Bye.